Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Starlin. May I start with your 5-digit zip code, please?
61030.
61030?
Yes, correct.
Okay, give me one moment while I locate your account. May I have your first and your last name?
Luann Cox.
Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
Yes, it's 800 South Walnut Avenue, apartment 407 in Forreston, Illinois.
Okay. Wait a minute. Okay, there we go. I'm showing on the first, you started the meal plan. It's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. Also include meal plans and recipe guides to eat better so you can feel better through the day. It includes guides to making better food choices.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Yes.
Someone has been hacking into my account. I've had to contact Social Security because of that, because I'm a retiree. And I live on Social Security. I've been having money hacked out of my account, like things like this. I don't understand what this is about or why. But I did not sign up for anything like this. I can't afford anything extra besides my bills that I have. I have medical issues I have to deal with. And I noticed this with my different things have been taken out of my account. And I'm in the negative right now.
Okay, so you're saying that you did not order this product?
No, I did not.
Okay, man. Everything does match your profile.
Well, like I said, people are hacking in and tearing me up. I even had somebody trying to get me to sign up for a CSBG or something like that.
I have no clue what that is.
Yeah, see, neither did I. And then when I found out that CSBG doesn't send texts or messages, then I refused to fill out the information because I'm so tired of this stuff happening.
Okay.
I didn't do this.
Okay. I hear you. Let's see.
I'm sitting with a negative $167 in my bank account, and I don't get paid until the 3rd of July.
Okay. I can transfer you to the fraud department if you would like. We do take fraud seriously, so there will be an investigation locating the IP that the that this was ordered on. And your
and
local
like
authority
said,
will prosecute them, will legally prosecute them.
Okay. Well, there, I have Xfinity checking my IPS to see how many people have hacked into it. So
can you repeat
I
that, please?
I have Xfinity, which is where I have my Wi-Fi from. I
okay.
have them. They're checking to see who has hacked into it.
Okay. So, do you you would like to proceed with the fraud?
I would. I have an appointment that I need to be at in about 20 minutes, and it's a 20-minute. Distance for me to get there. I have a doctor's appointment. You're in California, yes?
I am in Alabama.
Oh, you're in Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Sorry.
I'm from Illinois.
Oh, so you are.
Yes.
What part?
Chicago.
Oh, okay. The Windy City.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so I've got to get acclimated and get organized. So I've got an appointment today, and I got one tomorrow in the afternoon. So
okay, we are 24 hours. I will cancel out your account. If you want a refund, you can just call back in, and I will note on your account to transfer you to fraud right away, so you can take care of that.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you
okay.
so much.
No problem.
And
at
I will
all.
Call. I will call as soon as I can. If it's not by tomorrow, then Friday at the latest.
Whenever it's convenient for you, ma'am. As
okay.
I stated, we are 24/7.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support. Again, my name is Starlin. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Okay, Starlin. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. God bless you.
Yes, you too.